American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
Really a disappointing experience for everyone involved because all we're trying to do is eradicate this disease.
That's Alyssa Badger with High Ground Dairy on the beef and dairy cattle outbreak of Mycoplasma bovis in New Zealand.
It's pretty serious. They think they can trace the outbreak back to a farm on the South Island. Part of the reason we don't know is because these farms are making the ministry get police-ordered warrants or court orders to get on their farm, so they're not participating. It's been really a disappointing experience for everyone involved because all we're trying to do is eradicate this disease.
M. bovis causes illness in cattle, including udder infections, mastitis, abortion, pneumonia, and arthritis. The Prime Minister of New Zealand announced a 10-year phased eradication, although most of the work will happen over the next 1 to 2 years.
Culling the cows, they've culled about 11,000 head so far, because what they've seen is some of the older dairy cows, they find a trace of M. bovis in them, and then all of a sudden it disappears. So they're still trying to learn how to handle this. And honestly, I assume they're going to lead towards continue to eradicate, because what it's doing is it's affecting all the young and stressed cows.
M. bovis has been around and has affected other countries, but
as far as I know, Norway and New Zealand were the only two countries that did not have M. bovis, so they cannot claim that any longer. Much of the cows that are getting culled aren't in milk yet, or they're the stressed cows that weren't in milk anyway.
Alyssa Badger is manager of Dairy Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Now with more cattle news, let's check in with Patrick, find out the latest export news with China.
China reopened to U.S. beef in the middle of last year, so we've been in that market, officially back in that market for just about a year, but we really didn't get large shipments going to China until around August of last year.
Joe Sheely, Vice President of Communications with the U.S. Meat Export Federation based in Denver.
And so it's still in its infancy. China has some rather unique and somewhat complicated import requirements. It's taking the industry a while to adjust to those, so we don't have a lot of eligible supply. But we're very excited about the upward potential of China.
And Sheely said that the Asian markets in general are doing very well with U.S. beef products.
Very excited about how our Asian markets are performing so far this year. It's really been really have outstanding growth, especially on the value side. And right now, if you take our export value month to month and divide that by our fed slaughter, our steers and fed heifers that are slaughtered, it's averaging about well over $300 per head, and that's just extraordinary. That's about twice what that average would have been just 8 or 9 years ago. And so it's really telling for the kind of contribution that it's making to the cattle producers.
Sheely said we're in a period of pretty high beef production.
We've got quite a few cattle going in and out of the feedlot. Beef production is riding a pretty good high, but you don't want to just export more just because you have more. You want to make sure that you're getting a good return on it, and so that has some long-term potential as well.
That's Joe Sheely. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.